The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm well. Happy New Year to all our listeners out there and to everybody. I am, and I know on behalf of yourself as well and the rest of our team at Wealth Management Group, hoping that 2019 is the best year in everybody's life that's out there listening to the show, not listening to the show. I hope it's a great one for everybody.
I agree. Let's have a great one.
Yeah, there's no reason why we can't.
That's right.
Right? Absolutely no reason why we can't. And you know what I want to do here a little bit, Mike, is reflect on 2018 a little bit and think about the year and the kind of year that it was and maybe some opportunities and some mistakes that we saw that people made and things that we can focus on in 2019, because we really don't have much market information to talk about in 2019. Yeah, only got a couple of days under our belt here, and meaningless when you only have a couple of days, under your belt. So, give me your perspective, if you will, on 2018 as a whole, as a complete body of work. Do not focus on the last quarter. The body of work of 2018, and then I'll give you my feelings on it.
You know what? I don't think you're going to agree with me, but I'm going to say it. I think I'm going to use two words, dynamic and crazy. And my reasons for that is I just feel like, and it's always hard. And you and I always say this, like January of 18, even though it's only 12 months ago, a year ago, seems like it was like 10 years ago in my mind, right? So much stuff, so much just, busy being here in the day to day and just even stuff that happens nowadays, the news cycles are literally every 20 minutes, things change. But I just remember the year as being, dramatic and up and then coming back and then going up and things happening and news stories and different things going on and Fed rates. And when you just throw it all together, just ever changing, a little crazy, a little dynamic, a little bit of everything. I mean, I'm not even sure if I'm using the right words, but you get what I'm saying. It seems like a change every time you turn around.
Well, you are definitely right in that I'm not necessarily going to agree with what you say there, because in my opinion, the year was it ended up being an uneventful year. You had down a little bit in the markets, and we did have our fair share of, to your point, kind of strange or crazy things going on. But looking at it from a market or kind of an economic standpoint, if you will, when I think about it, it's kind of like a barbell year. At the beginning of the year, we had a lot of activity go on. We had the market go up right out of the gate last year, then came down in February, and then the market worked its way back up from March through September, right? And then got beaten up in there. So, but when it worked its way back up, it was a very boring work its way back up during that period of time. And there was, there was actually an extended period of time where we got tired of talking about it on the show because we said nothing changed, because the markets were really stuck in a range for actually, if you look at it, Mike, for the entire year, the market was really stuck in a range. And it just so happened at the end of the year was a downward trend on that range. So that's where, you know, my take on it is. But where I look back and I say, what were opportunities people should have taken advantage of? What were mistakes that people, you know, made? Is that it led to a year of a lot of complacency, in my opinion. I think that the mistake that was made by a lot of people was ignoring kind of what's been going on out there. And, you know, it was a good time at the beginning of last year to address your overall situation and see if your portfolio needed to be rebalanced or adjusted. And what happened was, in my opinion, people get caught up in the fact that the market did, you know, nothing but go up in 2017. So they felt really good at the end of 2017. After the first quarter of 2018, when they looked at their statements, not much took place from their, you know, their value on the first of the year to the end of March of the year. So it was kind of a, you know, although a lot did take place in the market in that bite-sized period of time, when they got their statements, it was as if nothing took place. So I think that at that period of time was a good point in time to do some adjustment, just like I feel right now is a perfect opportunity for people to look at their situations and see if they need to make any adjustments.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, and I think after the year that it was, you know, and how we're trending into 2019, you definitely need to sit down and look at your situation, and you need to kind of, you know, maybe you did and maybe everything's fine and you have a plan in place and you have a rhyme and a reason, if you will. That's great. And no need for change. That's fine. Okay. So we're not saying change for the sake of change. We never advocate for that. But what we're saying, though, is if you're a person that's out there and you haven't really done anything, this is definitely the period of time. I mean, we always feel you should be looking at your things and doing things, but coming off of 2018, I think you need to do it, because I think 19 is kind of adding up here that could be just as dynamic or just as crazy.
Well, the thing is, Mike, that we want to, and we're going to talk about the process that you should go through and what we do at Wealth Management Group in the next segment of the show. And what we really want you to do is we really want you to end up at the end of the day with a good strategy in place for yourself, for your overall financial situation. So maybe you needn't worry about it on a daily basis. But just because you have a strategy in place doesn't mean that you shouldn't, you know, look at it and make sure that it's still on track with what you wanted to do. Because one of the other things that we were talking about this time last year was the huge sweeping tax change that we had. Now, I know, Mike, that there's a lot of people that ignored it for the entire year. And when they do their tax returns this year, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to get bigger refunds this year than they received previously, and they're going to be happy again. Does that make sense?
I guess, yeah, yeah.
Because if you look at the tax package, there was a broad-based tax cut across the net. So people are going to get, unknowingly, because they didn't make any changes in their situation, they may get a bigger refund than they had previously gotten. Now, listen, it's all going to need to be seen at the end of the day, but that's what my gut tells me, you know, right now. And then you have to say to yourself, is there an adjustment that needs to be made? Because there's a lot of people out there, Mike, who are saving money for retirement in their 401ks or, you know, what have you, and that's fine. But their monthly cash flow is a challenge for them. But they get huge refunds. And, you know, it's a difficult conversation sometimes to have with people and say, maybe you ought to adjust your withholdings, because rather than get that huge refund once a year, maybe if you got a couple extra $100 every single month, your monthly lifestyle would be better. And these are things that people need to talk about and think about.
Sure. And you know what, Doug, I'll say it. Here we go, for the first time in 2019, and we'll see how many more times I say it this year. But when it comes to your income taxes, the proper refund or payment should be zero.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really the goal, folks. And a lot of people don't think of it that way, but you should be zero. So in other words, you paid in just the right amount of money. Now, what happens is you get two camps. You get the camp that says, Yeah, but I get $1,800 back, so I don't care, though, because it's like, you know, that's our vacation money. Those are some of your people that are not good savers.
Right.
They need that. It's almost like a help, that surprise money at the end, less money in the checkbook, less money to blow.
So almost like the old school Christmas club accounts, right?
Absolutely. And then you get your camp also that owed $1,800, and they're furious. They're mad at their accountant. They're going to fire the accountant. They're going to fire everybody in their site. Well, you just, you know, sometimes, Doug, we've looked at people's situation, and they've had a withholding on their W-2 at like 7%. And
right.
There's no such tax bracket.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, and they're mad for no reason. So really, folks, where you need to be is zero. And that's what Doug's saying. So, you know, whether you do really well with this tax cut and you all of a sudden your thing goes up higher, he's saying you can adjust to zero and create more monthly cash flow.
If that's important for you.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, to your point as well, Mike, is that they do earmark that tax refund for something maybe fun, like you said, like a vacation. And listen, if you got to know yourself right out of the gate. And if you're not a good saver, right, if you're a spender and you do use that refund each year to finance your vacation or something like that, well, that's probably a good thing for you, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you took it and you plopped it into a savings account, you'd probably use it. So, you know, it's it may not be a bad strategy. But it all depends. Like, I got a client who, Mike, has a child who goes to private school. And he's a spender, but he purposely overpays his taxes each year so that he gets, you know, withholds, so he gets a big refund. So, and then he uses that for the tuition.
Well, you know, Doug, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, we got onto this topic already, and here we are, like I said, for the first time. We've been talking about this forever, and I'm going to tell you, most people who are getting the money back, do not make the adjustment to get me less back.
Right.
They kind of say, leave it, you know, because they feel like it's a good thing, it's a win, I'm getting big money back. Where people will make the adjustment is to people that owed money.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll say, all right, so what do I got to do here? Should I call the human resource office and tell them what changed my status to what? And because they don't want to go through that again. They don't want to hear they owe a couple $1,000 come April 15th.
Right. Now, it's important, you know, for the people to know this is a discussion you should have with your accountant. Yeah. Mike and I are not CPAs. You know, we just comment to you guys on things that we see that, you know, that go on out there. And, you know, you'll definitely want to have your tax related conversations, you know, with a CPA, as well as, you know, we can bring some ideas to the table for you. There's nothing, you know, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, as we go back and we look, and, you know, if there's people out there who agree with my assessment that 2018 was a very complacent year as an individual out there, 2017 was probably a complacent year as well. Because we know historically from people that we meet with and everything, when the markets just go up, people are just complacent. They don't address the situation. They don't think about, you know, what's going on out there. They're just happy that there was, you know, the statement was higher this time than it was the last time. And that leads to complacency too. And what typically leads to activity, Mike, is very bad financial or market situations, right?
Yeah.
And what we wanted – and our experience, now Mike and I, just so you know, we've been in this business since the early 90s. We've seen a lot of this. So we know what, you know, what human behavior is. And it's very common that we will see bad decisions made at bad times because it's caused because of complacency during good times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? Yeah. I mean, 100%. You said it well. Yeah. And that's what you want. That's what you want to avoid, right? Because that's where the mistakes are being made. But also, Doug, when it comes to 19, I know we talked about what dynamics of taxes this year, but the dynamic of the markets and everything that's going on, and this is the time to really look, because this year could be a very dynamic year, right? I mean, there's a lot of things out there. Are interest rates going to go up? Is there going to be a trade deal? And I know that's way above top view of the economy and stuff, but these are things that are going on out there. Are you prepared, and how are you sitting for all these things if they go favorably or unfavorably? You know, and that's really the question.
Right, and the thing is that people have to realize is that we don't have any control over that stuff, so we want to make sure that, you know. But
you control what you do, what you own.
100%.
And that's what we're saying. I guess that's well said, because that's what we're trying to say. You can't control any of the things I mentioned, but you can control what you own and why you own it, and that's what you need to do.
Right. And that's what we want to help you with.
Correct.
All right, if that makes sense. All right, let's hop to a break. When we come back, Mike, we're going to talk about our process at Wealth Management Group, what we do with our clients, and we think that it's a transferable process. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you could listen to this and maybe try to attempt it on your own. We'll be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Folks, welcome back. Hope you're enjoying the show here, our kickoff show of 2019, and excited to be here and enthusiastic about the year coming up. And, you know, Mike, we need to take some time and let people know, you know, our process and a process that we think is obviously we believe in the process. We use it for our clients and how we build our firm here. And I know there's a lot of people who listen to our show on a weekly basis that are kind of do-it-yourselfers. So if you want to take some notes, now's the time to grab a pencil and a piece of paper and jot down, you know, the process that we go through here in Wealth Management Group. Now, listen, we could talk for 2 hours about our complete process, and we're not going to do that. It's going to be, you know, condensed down. But I think it really is a great way for people to, A, understand what it is that we do and how we do it. And B is a template if you want to, you know, try to follow it to, you know, doing this on your own.
Absolutely.
So, Mike, why don't we start off with the first step, and that's the initial meeting with the client. Why don't you talk about that for a couple of minutes here? Now, if this is the initial meeting with the client, and you can apply this to your own situation if you're trying to do it on your own. Go ahead.
Yeah. The first meeting with the client basically begins with getting to know each other. Right. You know,
right.
The greeting, the whole thing, sitting down. And the big question that starts it is basically, why are you here, for in so many words? Or what are you looking to accomplish is really what I'm trying to say. Not why are you here. What are you looking to accomplish? What's your goal? What are you trying to accomplish? Call what you may. What's motivating you? Okay. And, you know, so we kind of get that out. And I'm going to give a fake example. Well, I'm thinking about I may be retiring at the end of the year. Okay. Then from there, the meeting goes into, Doug, basically of us taking an inventory of everything that you have, what's going on in your financial world. Okay? And people may say, I have X cash in the bank. I have a 401k. I have an IRA. I have a brokerage. I have whatever. Okay? I have a home. I have two homes. I have a rental property. You kind of get to do, what are your assets and what are your liabilities, basically, at that time?
I think, Mike, that you skipped an important little segment there.
Okay.
All right? And the important part is once they tell us what they want to accomplish, it's when do you want to accomplish it by? What's it going to look like for you, you know, to do that? Because that is it. That's an important part. So I want to emphasize that for if somebody's trying to do this on their own and they're jotting down notes. Well, if you're going to write down what it is that you want to accomplish, you also need to know why you want to accomplish it, when you want to accomplish it, and what's it going to look like once it's accomplished.
Okay. Yeah. And well, I did say, just so you know, I did say, like, hey, I'm in. I'm looking to retire at the end of the year. So
yeah.
I set a parameter on that. But nonetheless, I you get it, folks. What you need to do is what's your time frame, how long, you know, type of thing. And, yeah, so that's, I guess, what you want to call that, the second step, Doug, of the meeting, or?
Well, the first meeting. So, like, let's just, you know, put it in there. And then, you know, one of the things that, you know, you were talking about there, Mike, after we got to, you know, that point is the asset inventory. And then, you know, one of the questions that we do ask is that, you know, why do you own this asset? What's the purpose of this asset? So let's just use an example. Let's just say somebody's got a mutual fund that they own, right? And, you know, then you go on and you say, well, why do you own this? What's the purpose of that? You know, what is it? Is it earmarked for something?
Yeah. And to elaborate a little bit, this is where we hear all kinds of answers, to be very honest. Okay. And you'll hear that. Oh, I met this person one time and he or she told me it's a good idea to put money into this. Or this person sold me that. Or my neighbor said it was a great idea if I should do this. You know, so we hear all kinds of, you kind of get a realization of what do you own and why? And a lot of times people don't even, can't even answer the why.
Well, true.
You know, they're kind of like, I don't know. Or they don't know what the account is.
And that is a very important part of the equation, right? Knowing why you own a certain investment vehicle or a certain savings vehicle or a certain insurance product is very, very important in the whole grand scheme of things, right? Because you need to know what it's going to do for you.
Yeah, and a lot of times too, Doug, folks don't even know when they don't know what they own. They'll say, oh, here, I think this is an IRA. No, it's not.
Right.
Okay, so there's a little bit of that going on. So when I called it an inventory, mm-hmm. for a lot of reasons, we're kind of figuring out what the asset is, you know, how much, that type of thing. So we're kind of getting our arms around your whole financial world, if you will.
Right. And when we say an asset inventory, we're not just talking about your investments, right, Mike? It's stuff you own.
Yeah.
That's why I like to say, and we've talked about it for years on the show here, is that tell us about your stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Everything that you own. I don't want to know about your bicycle, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I own a piece of real estate here, another thing there, you know, all that stuff, your asset inventory. Let's find out, you know, what you have. What is all your stuff?
Yeah. You know, there's people that, Doug, that have like I'm saying, you know, real estate holdings, you know, rental properties or what have you. Then there's people also, corporate people, corporate executives that we handle.
Right.
Oh, I have options and I have other, you know,
grants
and different things that necessarily aren't there in your hand as, you know, hard cash, if you will, but time schedules and stuff. So there's more to it than all that. And that's what we really, that's kind of, would you say, kind of getting our head under the hood, if you will?
Yes.
Type of situation.
Now, this is an important step, and it can't be glanced over. You know, you can't go past this step quickly. If you're trying to do this on your own, you can't just gloss over this. You have to have this information down in front of you because it really is, you know, the guts and the backbone of where you're starting with this whole situation.
Right. And also, Doug, I want to point out, this is also the part of the situation that if, I'll be nice if you're a little disorganized, to put it mildly, you kind of have to start pulling things together. And when we talk to folks and a new client calls up and says, okay, hey, I'm going to come in on this date. What do I need to do? You know, a lot of times they'll say, all right, I got to go dig this stuff up. I got to pull things together. Okay. And so a little bit of that going on. So if you're not the most organized person, it's time that we get you to kind of pull everything together at this time.
Right. So then once we finish up with this segment and we find out, you know, what what your objectives are, what your most important objectives are, and do the first things first, right? We always say that. Then, if you're working with us, we send you on your way. Say we'll schedule another time to get back together again, whether we're coming out to see you, you're coming into our office. And then step two is where we sit down and we do research. So we sit down and we do our research and design strategies to help you accomplish your goals and objectives. Now, if you're trying to do this on your own, this is now where it's going to start to get challenging for you, all right? Because this is like anybody else who is a professional in their industry, they learn and they know the industry. If you're not a professional in this industry and you're trying to do it on your own, this is where you're really going to have to buckle down and start to do some heavy-duty research and some work, right?
It's, you know, basically, Doug, it's finding the strategies to try to go forward and implement at this time. So,
right.
So, you know, if you don't have that ability, you're kind of stuck at that spot, to be very honest with you. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, oh, yeah, hey, you know, go do it. It's like saying, you know, I need electrical work. I have no clue what wires I need. Now, I know I need the light to work, but I don't know what, you know.
Yeah.
You could have a problem there.
Yeah, you absolutely could. And then, you know, you got to know the pros and the cons to all the different financial, you know, strategies that are out there. And then once you come up with the strategies, then comes the next part of the research, Mike. And we're still doing this. If you work with us, we're still doing this behind the scenes. You're not involved. You're off doing what you're doing, you know, and we're behind the scenes. Now we're doing product research. Right now, we know the strategy. We know what we're going to do. Now we got to go out and we got to find the right financial instruments to help you accomplish the goals and objectives based on the strategies that we designed for you. So if you're trying to do it on your own, now you got to go and you need to do financial product research to find the thing. Now, we've got, you know, access to a team of specialists who help us do research. So it makes it easier for us. But these two steps are very, 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 very important. Might be the two most important steps in the whole process.
Yeah, it's, you know, and again, to keep giving working backwards here, it's kind of like the materials to the job, right?
Yep.
I know I got to do this, but what materials do I need? So I kind of know my strategy, you know, identify what I want to do. I know the strategy. Now I need the materials. So you need to know what materials to have to complete the job.
Right, right. 100%, right? So, so then what we do is at that point, we'll compile information for you, put a report together for you for the next meeting that we had previously scheduled in the first time. So we need to see you again. So all this work took place behind the scenes, and now we've got the plan put together for you. And if you're doing it on your own, you should have a strategy put together for you with financial instruments, and you should sit down now and determine, is this going to work for me or not? Now, our job is to explain to you the strategies, the products that we've recommended, and why we recommend them. Now, this is, we're back together now, and we're sitting down together, and we're showing you our work.
Correct. And we're identifying how do we move forward to go ahead and accomplish the goals or what you're looking to do.
Right. So now, while this sounds like a lot of work that's been going on, and it is a lot of work that's been going on, the good news for you is that you've only attended the first meeting, which might have been an hour long, and now you're coming to the second meeting, which may be an hour long. So while there's many hours of work that have been involved in the process, you know, if you're working with us, you've only invested a couple hours of your time. But if you're doing it on your own, you probably have about 20 or 30 hours because you've got to do all the initial research into this by now.
Correct.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
So then during this meeting, we show you the strategies and ask you what you think. You like it, you don't like it, makes sense to you, doesn't make sense to you. And if you do, then we will get all the paperwork together and do what's necessary to implement the strategy for you. So far you've invested two meetings, and now we're going to do everything behind the scenes that we can do to implement the strategy for you.
Get you up and running, if you
right.
will. Okay, and that's a big one, Doug, because a lot of times when we've sat down with new clients, they get to that part and they're like, okay, this is great, but do I got to do all this to get this going by myself? And
right.
It's like, no, you know, we do all that for
right.
them.
Now, if you're doing it on your own here, what you need to do at this point in time is you need to determine from the financial instruments and the strategies that you're going to use, you need to reach out and get the appropriate paperwork to make sure that you implement the strategies properly, and the applications from any, you know, investment company or enrollment forms, beneficiary designation forms, ownership forms, you need to get all that stuff together and make sure that you fill it out, you know, properly and get it in there so that you can start off the process, right?
Yes, correct.
So then the next thing is once it's up and running, Mike, we let you know that it's up and running. If we need to see you again to give you any, you know, further documentation, any contracts or any of that nature, we will. But now the plan's in place, and it just comes down to monitoring that plan, which is what, you know, we would do, as well as we encourage you to monitor it well. And the but if you're doing it on your own, you have to pay attention to what's going on a daily basis.
Correct.
And then we'll sit down with you periodically and do a review. If there's any tax law changes, any changes in your life, any changes in your goals and objectives, we'll address that. Then we'll start all over. It's like a virtuous cycle, Mike, that just keeps on going round and round and round once you start it. Goal or objective, why, when, you know, that kind of information. Is it, what's the strategy? Is the strategy still good? Does it need to be tweaked? What's the investment vehicle being used? Good, just needs to be tweaked. Implement, review. And it's just a virtuous cycle.
Yeah, and Doug, the thing about the review, I just want to point out to people, you could say, you know, what was the original goal when you came in? Well, goals do change.
No doubt.
Okay, and I'll just give you a quick example. The goal might have been, well, I need to accumulate assets for retirement. You know, again, I'm going to retire in 3 years. I'm in that accumulation phase. How's it invested phase? Have you? But 3 years might have gone by now. And you might have said, hey, I'm getting ready to retire. So now we need to go into an income phase. So, you know, so the plan doesn't stay. Obviously, you need to generate income from your plan now.
Right.
So there's kind of shift gear there. So that's just one example how things do change over time. And it's not like, well, why would my goals change? Well, they do change.
Yeah, they do. And listen, we were laughing a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about when you did an annual review with one of your clients who's now postponed his retirement again for another, you know, period of time. So there's another example of how a goal could change. You could have 3 years ago started working with us and said, I want to retire in 3 years. And now we're at that third year. And you're like, nah, I'm going to hang on for another 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be.
And that's fine.
Oh, it's cool.
That's great. But our job is when we initially meet with you and try to do is to hit the original benchmark, the original goal, and then to be ready going forward. Because we get it. I mean, Doug, we've had people that come in for years and said, hey, they're downsizing. I think I'm going to lose my job. I think it's imminent. And it turns out to be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years later, but we need to be ready from day one.
Right, right. So I think that wraps up this segment. I think we went through the process pretty good and what needs to be involved, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and want to remind everybody that if you'd like to, you know, come in for a complimentary consultation with no obligation to talk to us in person about this, either at one of our conveniently located offices throughout New Jersey here or Manhattan, or you would like us to come to your home, that's fine. We make house calls as well. Just pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. There's no cost or obligation, and we are happy to do it. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hope you got some good value out of that last segment there where we were, you know, speaking about the process and what you can follow. And Mike, I think that, you know, if people, you know, took notes and jotted some stuff down, I think that it's a reasonable template for them to consider to follow if they're going to try and do it on their own.
Sure. It's definitely, you know, get you on the road and moving forward, right?
I mean, yep.
For, you know, when you feel like you really need to do something, you should do something. That's the way you want to start.
Yep. And hey, Mike, you know, I want to let people know too is that we got a couple of dinners coming up that we're going to want to be doing on February 7th. We're going to do one in northern New Jersey, up in Mountain Lakes at Barker Restaurant. And, you know, on February 21st, I think, is the date for the second one down in Aqua Blue. We're going to have a presentation out there. We're going to talk to you about retirement investment strategies and stuff like that. So pay attention for some more information coming out on those, you know, over the next couple of weeks and, you know, or sooner.
Yeah, I think it's a very appropriate topic. Right. And you know, again, we're going to have one in both areas. So the 7th up north, 21st down south. Hopefully see everybody out there. And we'll have more details to call in. And, of course, always, you know, register to come.
Yep, absolutely. So, hey, Mike, you know what I want to do is I want to take some time here and, you know, let's discuss, you know, some of the things that that we think we're going to be discussing with people in the beginning of the year here. All right? And the number one thing that that I want to talk about is, you know, I'm going to talk to a lot of, you know, people about, you know, readdressing your entire situation here. Let's make sure that our asset allocation is appropriate and that our strategies are still, you know, on track with, you know, with what you want to do. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I think that's almost an investment physical, if you will. You know,
yep,
what I'm saying? And I think we're at that point. I think it's an appropriate time to do so, right? I think last year at this time, things were different, right? Market was raging going forward, the whole thing, right? I think in light of the volatility of the market that we saw in 2018, I think in the volatility that we're going to see here early in 19, I think that's very, very appropriate topic to sit down and discuss.
Yeah. And, you know, so it really, really is important. And, you know, rebalancing a portfolio and, you know, things of that nature, you know, continue on with our educational approach to, you know, to the way that we handle our practice and not only, you know, working with our clients, but trying to teach them as we go along is, you know, critically important as well. And one of the other things that I know I'm going to talk to our clients about, Mike, and is really important is making sure that the risk management section of their life is up to date. And when I say the risk management part, I'm talking about their insurance coverages and make sure that they're, you know, they're up to speed and, you know, up to date. We were talking, you know, last year was a challenging year for us in that, you know, we saw people pass away, you know, during the year. And it was the unfortunate part. It was people from all age brackets, you know, basically. And so the risk management side of it, you know, the what if you will, is really important.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug, what you're saying there is I've had a lot of conversations recently with folks about asset protection, too.
Yep.
Okay. And worrying about when the day comes when they slow down and they need medical help. Okay. And people talking about doing trust work and stuff like that. And you'd be surprised when you have these conversations and you start kind of talking about assets, what can and what can't be, you know, put into a trust per se or something like that. A lot of confusion, a lot of non-understanding about how the will reads and mm-hmm. how money, you know, things with beneficiary designations just immediately go and it's not read through the will. So people have a different perspective of what they think happens as compared to what actually happens
right.
when that day comes.
Yeah, and one of the nice things is that because we're not attorneys, we work, you know, hand in hand with the client's attorney.
Yeah.
And, you know, say, you know, they tell us what they want to do. We recommend ideas to them, yep. you know, and, you know, and they, you know, they go over them. But, you know, the estate planning, you know, document piece is, you know, very important, you know, that you just alluded to is whether, you know, people are trying to protect assets from long-term care costs or that nature. And what I want to do is I want to review their insurance policies with them because the insurance marketplace is as dynamic as any other marketplace. But wouldn't you say that most people probably consider it one of those boring things and least favorite things to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, most people don't want to wake up and talk about their life insurance beneficiaries, right? I mean, that's just natural. But things happen along the way, and you're absolutely right. And beneficiary designations and keeping on top of these things are vital.
It really is important. And, you know, unfortunately, Mike, you know, this year, during the year, some of the people that died, they didn't have the, you know, the proper planning done and the proper documentation in place. And we watched it. Excuse me. It made a lot of work for, you know, the heirs and the beneficiaries that, you know, if it was done properly, you know, it could have been avoided.
Yeah. And you know, getting back to what you're saying or staying on what you're saying is that, you know, a life insurance policy can have a beneficiary. You picked a beneficiary. You might have picked that beneficiary a long time ago.
Right.
When we talk to people sometimes, they're saying, no, but my will says this.
Right.
And we're trying to explain to them that doesn't go to the will because you put a beneficiary on it.
Yep.
No, but I put it in my will. No, like they think the will overrides everything.
Correct.
And there's a lot of confusion there.
There really is. There is a ton of confusion. So I want to talk to him about that. And then one of the biggies, Mike, that we really need to work is to do retirement income audits, if you will, with our clients here. Whether you are currently retired, you know, and audit it and say, okay, where are we at? What are we looking like? Or you're planning, you know, auditing on, you know, when I use the word audit, you know, I'm just saying we're going to look at it. We're going to study it.
Dig into it.
We're going to dig into it,
yeah.
If you will, and get to the nuts and bolts and, you know, and see is what's going on right now what you really want to happen? Is there an adjustment that needs to be made? Are you on the right track, you know, to sit down and do this? And one of the things is that, you know, with all the years of experience is that we find very few people actually do this, but it's so important.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's a kind of two-pronged approach, right, to retirement income. When you're not retired, we want to make sure we get to that level, that lifestyle that
yep.
we want to maintain through mm-hmm. retirement income. And then when we do get there, we want to make sure when we're retired and we're having that retirement lifestyle, are we maintaining it? You know, without any issues.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's always important. And I know when I sit down, you know, with existing clients, and first thing I'll ask is when they're out on retirement income and that type of thing, how's everything? Is there any need for money? How are we doing income wise?
Right.
You know, before we even go any further, let's throw that, because if there's a pressing need, if people say, no, it's, you know, it's hard every month or it's difficult, well, then we need to really dig, as you're saying. Or if they're saying, no, everything's good, then let's just revisit everything and kind of reiterate everything.
Well, and you know what, one of the other things, Mike, that I uncovered with a few clients this year was they're taking too much money out of their retirement accounts. And, you know, what I'm saying is that they're, I'm like, how you doing money-wise? Oh, fine. Got plenty of it. You're doing good, all right? So you're enjoying yourself? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I got, I'm just going to make up a number. I have $50,000 in the savings account. How'd you have 50 grand in the savings account? Well, each month I'm getting, you know, this much through the door. And I'm like, oh, well, wait a second. We need to address this, right? Because you're taking more money than you need out of your retirement account. It's causing an additional taxation. You might not want to do it. And they don't think about it. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
That reminds me, though, of the old tax, getting the tax refund.
Yeah.
They feel good that they're putting the money away and they're in retirement and they're still saving.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes psychologically they feel good, but dollars and cents tax-wise, they may not make the most sense.
Yeah.
So.
And then, Mike, you know, there's another thing that just popped into my head is that we should look at with people is that, you know, do we have clients that are really, you know, in a very, very low tax bracket where they might be interested in taking more money out of their retirement account?
Sure. Always a possibility, right?
Right.
You know, a lot of times people take their required minimum distribution, mm-hmm. the minimum amount. And like you're saying here, maybe if they're in a lower tax bracket, maybe for some reason it would make sense to take more out. But
right.
again, that's something you'd have to also discuss with your CPA and see where that all sits.
It's all exploratory yeah. work, Mike. It's
yeah.
all and here's where, you know, people go wrong is that I think that all too often people make, you know, immediate knee-jerk decisions on something without data to back it up. You know what I'm saying? Like how many times have you heard somebody say, oh, I'm not going to do that. It's way too expensive. And you're like, well, how much does it cost? Like, it's just too expensive. Like, how much does it cost? And they don't know. So, well, how'd you make the decision?
You know, Doug, you used the word exploratory. It's good to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
It's good to have a conversation about various financial topics and whether it turns into nothing is fine. You know,
mm-hmm.
nothing, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? I mean, it's, you
right.
know, that's how it goes.
Yep. So, you know, that's important. But it's going to be an interesting year here, and we're going to make it an interesting year. You know, we're going to, you know, continue to, you know, bring value to our clients and ideas and all that stuff. And, you know, there's a part of it, though, that falls onto the listeners, you know, shoulders as well. You need to take a step of action, you know, to get yourself going in the right direction and to make sure that we are, you know, having the opportunity to have these telephone conversations or in-person conversations with you. So there is an action step required for them as well.
Guess what?
What?
Newsflash. We're going to be as boring as we've been as the last 20-some-odd years because we're going to continue to educate and motivate every week, right? I mean,
right.
That's what we've done, and we're not going to change, so it's going to be the same old, but we're hoping that, again, you think about, does this apply to me? Should I look into this? Should I explore it, like Doug said?
Yep.
And hopefully it gives you the motivation to move forward.
Yeah, 100%. Anything else you want to add in this segment?
I'm good.
All right, let's hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Hope you're getting some good value here on the first weekend of 2019 as we're kicking off a new year here. And we talked about a couple of things. I think some pretty good topics here so far today, Mike. And one about the strategy and the process, I guess, rather I'm looking to say, about how to go about designing strategies for yourself, and then different things that we're going to talk to our clients about. But one of the things that I think we need to take a minute is just tell folks a little bit about our firm, Wealth Management Group, and let them know that you are available for to have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation with us. If you pick up the phone and you give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And listen, for most people out there, Mike, January 1 is a springboard. They use it, right? So use it. Use it to your advantage. You know, use January 1 as a springboard to move forwards and say, okay, I'm going to do this now. I'm going to make sure I get the strategies in place. I got some money already socked away. I did whatever, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to move forward. But let's tell them a little bit about our firm.
Yeah, Doug, we've been on the show here now for over 20-some-odd years, and we have, I think the important thing to say is that if you can hear us, we have capabilities of meeting with you, either through our offices or even coming out to see you at your house or your
right.
home. And I think a lot of times people listen and say, but they're probably not near me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't we go into that a little bit, where our offices are and where, type of thing.
Well, that's a good point, Mike. And we've got offices or meeting facilities, access to, facilities to meet with our listeners pretty much throughout New Jersey as well as in Manhattan. So, whether it's in, Parsippany or Clark or, down in the Toms River area, like I said, in Manhattan, we've got, meeting facilities, but we're also a couple of what I like to call old school guys. And, we'll still come and sit with you in your home and, and have a conversation. We don't care. It doesn't matter to us. It's fine. That's how we operate.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's people that like it both ways. Truly, there's people who love to come to our offices, and there's people who love that we go out and we're able to provide that to them and go right to their home or their office or what have you. It just makes life simpler for them.
Yep. And, give you guys a little bit of a background about, Mike and myself is that we're similar in a lot of ways, but we're different in a lot of ways, as well. And what I mean by that is that Mike and I are both married, and we have each one of us have two children. Now, Mike's two children are done with college. My two children are younger. We're relatively the same age. He had children younger in life. I had children older in life. But we're regular guys. And, that's what I think is important for you to know. Both involved in, over the years in Board of Educations in our town, as well as coaching youth sports and volunteering for different organizations. And, we got to make sure that our leaves are raked and our snow is shoveled and, all that stuff, just like you guys all out there. We're just a couple of regular guys who happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. And that's where we chose to make our career. But, what else can Mike expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, I think I don't want to call us ordinary, but we are very ordinary. You know what I'm saying? How we sound is what you get. Okay,
right.
And there's been people who said, "Wow, you guys in person when we sit down at meetings are the same way you sound on the radio," or people that come out to our dinners to meet us have said, "Wow, you're exactly the way you are," or whatever. So that's how we do. We believe in keeping things simple. We'll
mm-hmm.
handle the complex stuff, but we like to boil it down to be simple. We don't like to use fancy over-the-top words that you're not going to understand or give you reports that you're not going to understand. So you can always count on us trying to be that's why I use the word ordinary, as basic as we can for you. That's what we've done. That's kind of been, like, to me, the secret sauce to success to our firm.
Yeah, and the fact that we try to take the complex issues and make them as simple for people to understand as possible, right? We talk to you in layman's terms. I think you probably get the gist of that if you listen to the show. You don't hear us come out and use industry jargon and big words to try to impress you with our knowledge, because what good would that do? Yeah, okay, those guys must really know what they're talking about, because I don't understand what they're talking about.
Doug, I try to treat the clients the same way I want to be treated when I hire professionals.
Right.
And to me, break it down. If there's a problem at my house, make it as simple as possible, boil it down, and I'm happy to understand that the way. Don't get too complex. Don't get me too scary or worked up. Keep it simple and just take care of the issue.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's, you know, those things that, you know, really what makes it, in my opinion, easy to work with us.
Sure.
Right? And and lead you to, you know, satisfaction in a relationship. And, you know, just want to, you know, remind you guys again is that we're available to, you know, to meet with you on a complimentary consultation with no obligation. And, you know, I'm going to urge you. It's a new year here. And, you know, I hate using the old cliche new year, new you kind of, you know, stuff. But, you know, whatever, you know, just use it and move forwards with it.
But, Doug, I've heard so many people say to me, I've been listening to for years. I want to come in. I want to do something for myself. So maybe it is the springboard that they need. You know, if you've been feeling that way for years and I've been listening and it's a new year, we're done with the holidays and it's a new us, then do it. Whatever it takes, just do it.
Yeah, whatever your little slogan for you is, yeah. you know, it's time, whatever, you know, take the action. And the action that you need to do is to pick the phone up and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That's a dedicated phone line just for the Your Financial Future radio show. You call in, you leave your name, your telephone number. We will reach out to you and schedule a time that's mutually convenient to get together. And like we said, whether it's in one of our offices, our meeting facilities, or in your kitchen, we don't care.
And the other thing I want to point out too, Doug, is we're always available by phone.
Yes.
Feel free to call us. I can't tell you thousands of times, Doug, right through the years, clients call, Mike, I'm sorry to bother. You know, and it's always, you're no bother. But they don't realize if they didn't call, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's because of them we have a practice and we're here and stuff. So why would they be a bother to us?
Right.
But I think one of these years I'm going to start saying, yes, you are bothering me.
Yeah. Never, right? We never say that. So anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it.
Hey, that's going to wrap it up for our kickoff show of 2019. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope we educated you. I hope we're motivating you so that you can stop procrastinating with your dollars. Let's get you going in the right direction. And, you know, don't forget to check out our website, wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. And remember, folks, you got to take the first step. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member
for FINRA SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.